After Richard Doyle Carte produced Gilbert and Sullivan's Trial by Jury in 1875, he decided to start a company that would put on every new work by this celebrated team. 12 full-length operettas followed, and they've been performed regularly ever since, not only by Doyle Carte's company in England, but by professional and amateur groups all over the world, even in America. I was in my junior high school production of The Mikado. I played Coco, the Lord High Executioner of Titipu, and I've been in love with GNS ever since. The Gilbert and Sullivan craze in this country began over a century ago. In fact, The Pirates of Penzance had its world premiere not in London, but in New York on New Year's Eve, 1879. The first complete Doyle Carte recordings started to appear before 1920. Some of the performers on them began their careers under the supervision of Gilbert and Sullivan themselves. Performers like the great comedian Sir Henry Lytton, who spent 50 years with the company. Here he is on the 1927 recording of The Gondoliers, just issued by Arabesque. He's singing the patter song of the Duke of Plaza Toro, that celebrated hero who led his regiment from behind.
In enterprise of martial kind, when there was any fighting, he led his regiment from behind, he found it less exciting. But when away his regiment ran, his place was in the Fordo, and celebrated, cultivated, underrated nobleman, the Duke of Plaza Fordo.
In the first and foremost fight, ha ha, you always found that night, ha ha, and celebrated, cultivated, underrated nobleman, the Duke of Plaza Fordo.
When to evade destruction's hand or hide, they all proceeded. No soldier in that gallant band hit half as well as he did. He lay concealed throughout the war and so preserved his Goro, an unaffected, undetectable, connected warrior, the Duke of Plaza Toro.
GNS performances have certainly declined from their early brilliance. The music making on these old recordings is tighter and livelier. The tempos have an astonishing speed and buoyancy. The diction itself is breathtaking. Listen to George Baker as the lovesick and sleepless Lord Chancellor in Iolanthe. Baker kept recording the major GNS comic roles until he was nearly 78, but was never in Doyle Carte's company, nor ever appeared in a professional GNS production.
When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and repose is taboo by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire of usual slumber to plunder you. First your counterpane goes and uncovers your toes and your sheet slips demurely from under you. In the blanketing tickles you feel like mixed pickles, so terribly sharp is the pricking. And you're hot and you're cross and you tumble and toss till there's nothing twixt you and the ticking. And the bedclothes all creep to the ground in a heap and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns and politely declines, so remain at its usual angle. Will you get some repose in the form of a dose with hot eyeballs and head ever aching? But your slumbering teams are such horrible dreams that you'd very much better be waking. For you dream you are crossing the channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second-class carriage. And you're giving a treat, penny, ice and cold meat to a party of friends and relations. They're a ravenous horde and they all came on board of Sloane Square and South Kensington stations. And
the timing is as dazzling as the satire is timeless. Corruption, cowardice, pretension, and self-love are among the objects of Gilbert's droll humor and tingling barbs. One number in the Mikado goes, A should die in misery, that is, assuming I am B. In Princess Ida, Gilbert even parodied himself. Sullivan's music tackles and explodes the clichés of 19th century opera and music hall. But it's also exhilarating in itself, irresistibly pretty, and even deeply touching, as in Iolanthe, where love can be a matter of life and death, and some human feelings are taken with surprising seriousness, even by fairies. That was Nellie Briarcliff as the doomed Iolanthe. Other notable performers include the delicious Winifred Lawson, Bertha Lewis, and Martin Green, the most famous Gilbert and Sullivan star of the century, as Coco, Green's first complete recording in a leading role. An added treat on the new CDs of Gondoliers and Iolanthe are selections even more historic than the complete operas themselves, some of the earliest G&S recordings ever made. Here's one made in 1902 of the Mikado explaining his humane system of justice. It's sung by Richard Temple, who in 1885 actually created the role of that philanthropic potentate.